From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Afghan officials say Haqqani Network command the battlefield in Afghanistan. Officials in Afghanistan say the State Department designated terrorist group, the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani Network, has effectively taken over battlefield command of the Taliban insurgency. Haqqani militants allegedly operate from sanctuaries in neighboring Pakistan and are known for staging high-profile suicide assaults on Afghan and international forces. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui told reporters in Kabul that the Taliban are currently being commanded by the Haqqani Network. He believes Haqqani and Al-Qaeda are two different names for the same terrorist organization. He said Afghan security forces, military strategists are aware of the terrorist threat and dealing with all of them as a common enemy of Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan leaders have long alleged the Haqqani Network has ties to the Pakistani military intelligence. The group has fought alongside the Taliban in the 15-year Afghan conflict. A team of BBC journalists has been expelled from North Korea on Monday, apparently because officials were unhappy with their reports. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, along with producer Maria Byrne and cameraman Matthew Goddard, were detained Friday as they were about to leave North Korea. Mr. Wingfield Hayes was interrogated for 8 hours. This unnamed North Korean official translated a statement made by Oh Ryong-il, who is the Secretary General of the North Korea National Peace Committee.
During their coverage, they were not very just in terms of not respecting the local custom, the system in the DPRK, and even distorted facts, the realities about the situation, and they were speaking very ill of the system, the leadership of the country.
This is VOA News. The trial of an Israeli soldier accused of killing a wounded Palestinian assailant has opened at a military court near Tel Aviv. 19-year-old Ilor Azaria faces charges of manslaughter and inappropriate conduct in the March 24 shooting. The incident in the West Bank city of Hebron came to light after a video showed Azaria shooting dead 21-year-old Abdel Fattah al-Sharif after he was on the ground and injured following the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. In its indictment, the military prosecution said Azaria acted in contrast to the rules of opening fire and without any operational justification. It said the Palestinian assailant did not present a clear and present threat. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Western powers of failing to help his government fight the jihadists on Turkish soil. His remarks came a day after authorities say Turkish shelling killed 55 IS insurgents in northern Syria in retaliation for weeks of rocket attacks that have killed more than 20 people in and near a Turkish town along the border with Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry begins a 4-day diplomatic mission to Europe today, where he will meet with officials from several countries and participate in an anti-corruption summit. Prime Minister David Cameron is hosting the summit aimed at tackling global corruption and comes just a few weeks after he was exposed in the leak of the so-called Panama Papers as having a stake in an offshore fund set up by his father. Mr. Cameron denied doing anything wrong. Canadian officials say they've reached a turning point in combating the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area of the province of Alberta in Western Canada. Alberta Fire official Chad Morrison says cooler temperatures and light rain in the region have made for what he calls great firefighting weather.
We expect still strong west winds from 30 gusting to 60 kilometers an hour, and we may see a chance of showers later today or overnight. We expect the cooler temperatures in the coming few days to really help firefighters continue to get a handle on the fire inside the city and outside in the forested areas.
In the meantime, oil prices have been volatile amid fears of what impact the fires will have on oil supplies. Alberta is home to the world's third largest reserves behind Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. Greek lawmakers have approved a controversial package of pension and tax reforms demanded by the country's European creditors in exchange for nearly $100 billion in bailout cash. Ahead of today's approval, several thousand protesters took to the streets of Athens in the latest labor-backed push to scuttle the legislation, which critics say will devastate worker incomes. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras defended the latest reforms as sustainable and fair. They aim to reduce the highest pension payouts while increasing contributions for those in medium and high income brackets. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.